This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Travis Kelce's in talks to become a game show host. Yep, the Kansas City Chiefs star and Prime Video reps are working to hammer out a deal that would make the three-time Super Bowl champion the face of an Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot. The suits are concerned, though, that Kelce may not be able to do the gig once his relationship with Taylor Swift destroys him. Dr. Dre received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The founding NWA member and gangster rap pioneer was flanked at the ceremony by Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and 50 Cent. The iconic producer's early records with NWA and debut album The Chronic in 1992 were groundbreaking albums. Maybe now he can go to medical school and become a real doctor. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have called off their engagement. The couple, who got engaged in 2022, are currently living separately to give each other space. Although they apparently change their mind every day about the relationship, Fox said on the Call Her Daddy podcast, quote, "I'll always be connected to him no matter what," unquote. Yeah, they're done. Erykah Badu has accused Beyoncé of stealing her look for the cover of her new album, Cowboy Carter, which drops March 29th. Badu posted the album art on Instagram, which features Beyoncé with long beaded braids, along with a picture of herself with the same beaded look, captioned, But the Queen's Bayhive retaliated, and Badu was stung. Bianca Censori wore another revealing outfit while she was out shopping with her mom in LA. The wife of Kanye West was photographed visiting a cosmetic store in the Chatsworth area of the city, going braless while wearing a low-cut pink mini dress. Chatsworth was once known as the porn capital of the world, but nowadays she stood out like a sore thumb.
Dead or alive?
Comedic actor Robert Pastorelli is best known for his 7 seasons on the hit 90s sitcom Murphy Brown. Dead or alive? Dead. Pastorelli left the show in the middle of the 7th season to star in his own series in 1994 called Double Rush, which was quickly canceled. He died in 2014 of an accidental heroin overdose. J-Lo has canceled 7 dates of her first North American tour in 5 years in support of her new album, This Is Me Now. The dates spanning August 20th to 31st have been canceled. While there are still 30 shows scheduled, large numbers of tickets and most of the tour's dates remain unsold. This makes Ben Affleck's face look even grumpier than normal. Jonathan Majors is being taken back to court by his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, who's now suing him over the assault case and some other stuff she claims went down beforehand. She's sharing new instances of abuse by the low-key actor. She claims Majors threw her into a shower wall and threw objects at her, like candles and other miscellaneous items. Great boyfriend. Sydney Sweeney went braless on the red carpet. The White Lotus actress, 26, also wore a sculptural piece of art to the LA premiere of her new movie, Immaculate. The all-white top was constructed of fabric flowers with a pair of arms wrapped around her waist, appearing to hold the bouquet at the stems. But we didn't notice any of this because, well, boobs.
Idiot of the Week!
Selling Sunset's Christine Quinn and Christian Dumonte's 2-year-old son was transported to the hospital via ambulance, and Christine went with him. We hear that Christian threw a bag containing glass at his wife and accidentally struck their 2-year-old. He was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon, a felony. Idiot! Millie Bobby Brown's Damsel continues its reign as Netflix's most watched title of the week. The action movie logged 51 million views, marking a 43% uptick in viewership from its opening weekend. Damsel has tallied up 86 million views in the U.S. and ranked as the most watched film in 87 countries because people love medieval nudity. Dancer Joy Chavis announced that she's pregnant and expecting her third child with boyfriend Dallas Cowboys cornerback Trevon Diggs. Chavis first became a mom in 2011 when she had a kid with rapper Bow Wow, then had her second kid with rapper Future in 2019. She denies being a gold digger, but if the gold shoe fits... Celine Dion wants to get back on stage despite battling stiff person syndrome. The pop diva, 55, wrote on Instagram, "Trying to overcome this autoimmune disorder has been one of the hardest experiences of my life, but I remain determined to one day get back onto the stage." She hasn't performed since 2019. Maybe she just needs a stiff drink. Meryl Streep and Martin Short, both from Only Murders in the Building, attended a performance of Merrily We Roll Along on Broadway. They were spotted sitting together at the Hudson Theater. After the show, Streep and Short joined the cast to offer their congratulations. The couple seems to be romantically involved after previously denying it.
Guilty!
The Trash Bin.
Bethany Frankel caused a stir on social media when she shared a snap of the phallic dessert she purchased with her 13-year-old daughter. The Real Housewives of New York City alum shared pics of her Australian vacation with her teenage daughter exploring Melbourne, enjoying a multicolored dessert from Maikiki, which resembled a penis. Definitely not Mother of the Year.
The news wrap-up.
NVIDIA revealed Blackwell B200 GPU, the world's most powerful chip for AI. Segway has unveiled a $1,000 smart robot lawnmower in the U.S. Amazon Prime Video has more signups for the streaming service in India than anywhere else. Elon Musk canceled the X partnership with former CNN anchor Don Lemon's new show after he was interviewed by Lemon in the first episode. Big baby.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
It's Eternal Sunshine by Ariana Grande for the second week.
The number one app.
Shadow Rocket is the top paid app.
The number one book.
The Women by Kristen Hanna is the best-selling fiction book.
Dua Lipa's last album, Future Nostalgia, which was released in March of 2020, was a huge hit that resonated with listeners seeking escape from the gloom of quarantine, with songs like Levitating and Don't Start Now being hits around the world. Her new album is called Radical Optimism and is coming out May 3rd. She's taking a different approach with the new record and has named Oasis and Massive Attack as musical inspiration for her new songs. The album is full of positive themes like this new track, which we love. Here's Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Training Season. With the song of the week, Training Season.
Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.